Hey friends, this is Pastor Tim here at Grace of God. Thanks as always for taking some time out of your day to listen to our sermon cast. So if you've listened before, you know this feed usually features my Sunday messages. But over the next few weeks, you can look forward to new installments of this mini-series Wednesdays and Fridays on the book The Screwtape Letters by the Christian writer C.S. Lewis. Hey friends, welcome back for letter number 11 of The Screwtape Letters. This letter builds on letter 10 that came out on Friday this last week. If you haven't listened to that, I would suggest going ahead and listening to that. It discusses the spiritual effect that our friends can have on our lives. So this letter builds on that. Letter 11 really is centered around the idea of humor and of joy. And these two topics, Wormwood, the senior demon, writes to his nephew Screwtape about what are these things that these humans feel, and what use can we make of them? So first, he talks about humor for a little while. And he notes, as we kind of talked about last week, humor can be quite a tool for the demons. When you're always mocking, when you're always scorning other people, any sort of virtue, it's a great aid for the demons. People don't like to be targeted by someone who's quick-witted and sharp and a mocker. And so they'll avoid discussing virtue, love, joy, these kind of things, because they'll be mocked. And that's an incredible tool for the demons. It takes quite a bit of courage from us as humans to face up to the mockery, the scorn of other people. On the other hand, Screwtape is warned by his uncle Wormwood, humor can be quite dangerous for the purposes of the demons when humans are using humor on themselves, when they're being self-deprecating, because genuine self-deprecation, right, laughing at myself, being ready to laugh at myself, is very closely tied to humility. Some psychology researchers will point out that humility is often the core virtue around which other virtues grow up. If you have an attitude of humility about yourself toward other people, other virtues very naturally grow up around that. The gospel message, the message of the Bible, God's law and gospel message that we are sinners and that He loves us and has sent His Son Jesus into our world, who died and rose that we could live with God, who saved us, that's a humbling message. Humility is not a far step from faith. In fact, faith engenders humility, is one thing that the Bible teaches us. To be a Christian is to have humility sort of growing out of you naturally. And so humor is this double-edged sword, is the thing that the demons come around on. It can be quite a tool for them when it's used to mock, to hurt, to belittle, and it can be a tool used against them, a weapon used against them when it provokes humility, when self-deprecation and an acknowledgement of our lowliness as humans is the result of humor. Joy is the other topic in letter 11, and Wormwood speaks very flatly here. Joy is to be avoided at all costs. Allow the man some minor pleasures. Allow him small snippets of what you might call happiness, or the sort of thing that we would call a dopamine rush, rather than joy. Wormwood tells Screwtape, you should avoid joy. Your man should be pushed toward avoiding joy at all costs in favor of instead this sort of skeptical flippancy and non-seriousness. Because joy, he says, sharpens the intellect. It makes you think more clearly, while flippancy deadens it. And joy brings people together. Sneering and mockery drive them apart. Letter 11 wraps up without a whole lot of a conclusion. It's just these reflections. Letter 12, which will come out on this coming Friday, we'll talk a little bit more again about that idea of joy, and of the things that we find joy in, and what joy yields. So we'll pick that up on Friday in letter number 12. Again, if you've got a copy of this, I would encourage you to be reading these letters along with and thinking about them as we do this read-along. So I'll catch you on Friday as we go into letter 12. God bless you, friends, and I'll see you soon.